Welcome, Radiant viewers, to Golden Age Technology. Today we are pleased to present part one of a two-part series featuring a sustainable company with true vision and integrity. A company that is acting as a beacon of light in the emerging world of eco-conscious printing. Americal Products Corporation.
Americal was started in 89 and it started because we felt there was a better way to manufacture certain chemicals that we all come in contact with through food, pharmaceutical, and medical packaging.
An innovator in press room solutions. For many years, this US-based family-run company has been manufacturing green commercial printing products and equipment that are not only kinder to the environment, but also have the added benefit of making the workplace a lot safer. Their noble efforts and success in making the printing process more earth-friendly have placed them firmly among the ranks of the green leaders of industry. They have succeeded in creating press room chemicals that release little to no volatile organic compounds, or VOCs, zero hazardous air pollutants, and are extremely efficient due to their reduced product waste. Supreme Master Television recently had the pleasure of visiting Americal's facilities located near Chicago, USA, where our correspondent spoke with Vice President of Business and Development, Robert T. Danielson, Jr.
Through the direction of the paper industry and some major changes that took place back in the mid-80s, we saw the need from a technical standpoint to change the consumables which were used in printing and packaging.
So in a nutshell, what is it that harms the environment in this industry?
There are certain lists that you'll find throughout the world, but namely in the United States, those lists that we really look at are the SARA 313 type of chemicals, Prop 65 chemicals, which are lists of chemicals in California that are known or suggested to cause cancer. There are hazardous air pollutants, and then you've probably heard of VOCs, which is a concern for environment as well. But namely, what we're looking at are chemicals that would affect the health of humans and people that interact with the specific products that we would be involved with.
What does the term sustainable mean to Americal?
For us, sustainable means that it's going to endure. So we look at sustainable probably a little different than anybody else looks at sustainable. It's not just about a clean earth and a clean environment, but it's about a healthy earth and a healthy environment for the people that live amongst it. It's about your bottom line in manufacturing. So we look at the throughput of manufacturing and lowering the overall cost of manufacturing. We look at the overall reduction of consumables so that you don't have the waste streams that you would traditionally have. And we look at keeping our customers and others in business for years and years to come.
How would we see it's a noticeable difference in using your products?
We only manufacture products that do not utilize the petroleum distillates that other people would use and stay away from the harsh and hazardous chemicals which are on some of the lists that I mentioned to you. Mm-hmm. So we're really dedicated to this. It's not as if we say, hey, we have a sustainable solution or a safer solution for you in addition to a whole other product line. Mm-hmm. We measure it based upon many of the laws and many of the regulations that are in place today throughout the world, whether it be Koenig for heavy metal testing, whether it be the SARA 313 list, whether it be the Prop 65 list, the HAPS list. We're looking at phthalates, which we're finding in many products. So we're looking at this as a package type situation where we're meeting all of the regulations, whether on a state, federal, local, or international level.
Genesis is the name Americal gives to its line of press room chemistry products. The future certainly looks bright, as eco-friendly solutions are becoming more and more widely accepted and sought after in the industry.
Genesis is our mainstay line of chemistry. It's a full line of press room chemistry utilized for the manufacture of print. Our core business being food, pharmaceutical, and medical packaging. So if you walk through a grocery store and you see your cereal box, that was all printed usually on a lithographic offset press. And in the process of that manufacturing, it requires certain chemicals for cleaning up that equipment. inks are used obviously to produce color and produce images, mm-hmm. as well as fountain solution, which actually keeps the ink off the non-image area of the printed material. We manufacture a full line of equipment. We call it the AmeriCal line. Much of that equipment revolves around the management of the fountain solution and other chemicals that we manufacture, but we are quite recently getting involved in general filtration products used for filtering process chemicals. We also are involved in heating and cooling of manufacturing facilities now in a much more efficient manner. We have a couple new technologies that we have introduced recently, one being Think, which is our thin ink film technology. It's a new ink system that allows you to run significantly less ink, somewhere in the neighborhood of 40-50% less ink compared to a traditional ink system, while eliminating a lot of the hazardous chemicals that are in there. It's petroleum free.
Coming up after these brief messages, Mr. Danielson will share more with us about the efficiencies gained through the use of AmeriCal's earth-friendly products. Please stay tuned to Supreme Moisture Television. Welcome back to Golden Age Technology, where we are spotlighting the AmeriCal Products Corporation, a firm serving the printing industry whose guiding values are founded upon the principles of safety and sustainability. Finding innovative ways to maximize the efficiency of printing products and reduce waste allows AmeriCal and its clients to save money while also benefiting the environment. For example, a chemical common to the printing industry is fountain solution, used in offset lithographic printing to repel ink away from non-image areas of printed material. AmeriCal has created a high-quality fountain solution concentrate that has proven to be extremely efficient while producing almost zero waste.
We look at ways of utilizing less energy. For instance, our chemicals, which are fountain solution, which is one of our core businesses, comes in a concentrate, and that concentrate is then diluted with water. Traditionally, our competition would make 60, 70, 80 gallons of fountain solution at a time. Mm-hmm. Rather than do that, we make it on demand with our systems. So we're not dumping it down the drain, we're not heating or cooling it, mm-hmm. Wasting the energy to do so, and we have almost a zero waste stream from our product. Mm-hmm. Due to, number one, our chemistry, but then also because of the way that we manage those products. What he's looking at over there is actually the mixing system for our fountain solution. It actually takes our fountain solution in a concentrate, and it's only used at 3-5% in water. So we're not shipping a whole bunch of water all around the country. We're sending it in a concentrated form and then diluting it down at the manufacturing facility. This is a chemical blending facility. If you went into a traditional press room with traditional chemistry, you would smell something that would resemble petroleum distillates. We've never utilized petroleum distillates in this facility. Part of our success has been premised upon looking at alternatives to petroleum and these other hazardous chemicals that are typically used in our industry. And what we tend to gravitate towards for our blanket and roller washes, for instance, are called seed esters. We take a variety of different esters, could be soy, could be cold-pressed seed oils, a variety of things, and we blend those together here, which is what we're doing as we speak, and we end up with a very low odor, very high cleaning ability type product.
I can't detect really any distinctive odors at all.
We also don't utilize anything that would be considered a regulated toxin, Sera 313 chemical, a Prop 65 chemical, hazardous air pollutant in this facility. We just don't have them. When this company was started by my father years ago, he said, listen, we're going to make fountain solution, we're going to make these products, but we're going to take all these thousands of chemicals in these lists, right, and tells our chemists, just, we're not going to use them. Period. I don't want to hear it. We're not going to use them.
At AmeriCal, every effort is made to maintain a low carbon footprint and to minimize waste.
Notice as you walk through here, everything in here is the highest efficiency everything. We invested in everything from the heating system to the AC units,
all the way through the lighting. We're actually moving towards LED lighting right now. We're finding that by moving over to LED lighting, we can actually reduce our energy consumption by about 40% in this facility. So you're going to notice that we have no floor drains in here. We are truly a zero waste stream facility. We're not required to have state, city, or federal permits for waste. The reason is that we've proven that 99.9% of what comes in this facility goes out the door.
How does an environmentally responsible company such as AmeriCal compete in an industry that is still in its infancy with regards to sustainability? As Mr. Danielson explains, higher quality and greater efficiency provide clients with better results.
I think what a lot of people look at when they look at cost is the initial cost of the product. If you have two products and you have a quarter of each product and one product you're using 60-70% less of, what's the real cost of that product? If you don't have the waste stream behind it and you don't have to pay to have it removed and incinerated, or you don't have to have it hazmated away, what's the real cost of that product? Truth be known, running this type of organization and transitioning to products like ours saves companies significant amounts of money. So I think that's kind of a misnomer that being green, being clean, and being lean is more expensive. I would wholeheartedly disagree with it. Quality should increase and will increase when you go to our products. The overall throughput of your manufacturing process is going to increase in your efficiency.
We would like to convey our appreciation to Mr. Robert Danielson Jr. and the AmeriCal Products Corporation for showing us how their green technology is translated to better printing and a cleaner world. Please join us again next Friday on Golden Age Technology for part two of our informative visit with a sustainable printing solutions provider. For more details on the AmeriCal Products Corporation, please visit www.americal.com. Conscientious viewers, thank you for your company today. Next is vegetarianism, the noble way of living, often not worth the news. May peace always be within our hearts.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/GAT.